Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Big vice presidential debate tonight in Salt Lake City, Utah. Greta Van Susteren on deck to give us some analysis from her point of view. Also, today is the 24th anniversary of Fox News Channel going on the air. I told Greta just a few moments ago, I was lucky I got there when I was a teenager, so the 24 years doesn't really affect me that much. But we'll talk about that in this day in history at the end of the program. All right, let's analyze this big debate tonight. Let me give you some bio on both candidates first, some stuff you may not know, and then I'll tell you what is likely to happen. Now, you all know that I do not approve of Senator Kamala Harris. I do not approve of her. And if you don't know, we have a lot of new viewers. I mean, millions of people are watching us now every day, all over the world. If you don't know, it's because she denied Brett Kavanaugh a due process. I didn't mind that she opposed the judge's nomination to the Supreme Court. But what she did to him and his family was unconscionable, un-American. We live in a country where you are innocent of all allegations until proven guilty. She threw all that out the window. And she's a former district attorney and attorney general, so she knows better. So just for that reason alone, I don't have any use for her. And then she has grown increasingly radical. In fact, she, Kamala Harris, is the most liberal senator in that body, according to people who analyze it. And I'll give you all the facts in a moment. But let's start with the vice president. So Mike Pence is 61 years old, from Indiana. His family grown up, owned gas stations, all right? Raised Irish Catholic. Been married for 35 years, Mr. Pence has. Has three children, his son Michael, training to be a pilot in the Marine Corps. In 1981, Mike Pence graduated from Hanover College, degree in history. Then in 1986, graduated from Indiana University with a law degree. 88, lost a congressional race in Indiana. 90, lost again. Okay. Finally, in 1992, he won as a Republican congressman from Indiana. Stayed there in the House 7 years. Became governor in 2013. Okay. In between there, he did a talk show, a radio talk show, with the incredibly creative name of The Mike Pence Show. So he's had an interesting career. He is a confidant of Donald Trump, and I will explain that in a little while. Senator Kamala Harris is going to be 56 years old on October 20th, born in Oakland, California. Father is a Jamaican immigrant. Mother is from India, also an immigrant. Family was upscale, both mother and father educated. She graduated from Howard University with a degree in political science, did Kamala Harris. And then she got a law degree from Hastings College. I don't know much about Hastings College. In 2004, she was the district attorney of San Francisco. She went on the attorney general 2011 to 17. Back then considered a pretty hard liner against crime. That's changed dramatically. But back then, she was pro-police and didn't like the thugs very much. She ran for Congress, for the Senate in 2015, won in 16. And became increasingly left. All right. As you know, she ran for president. She did very poorly. Her campaign went bankrupt. She topped out at 4% of the vote. She didn't get any traction at all. And then Joe Biden appointed her to be his running mate because she was a black woman. Okay. And they both admit that. That's stated. Okay, so Senator Harris, this year, according to GovTrack.us, GovTrack.us, which evaluates all the senators on their voting records and legislation proposals, okay? The study was dated August 14th, 2020, if you want to look it up. So, she is the most liberal senator in the Senate, even more left than Bernie Sanders. Incredible. All right. She has not denied this study. She doesn't basically say anything about it. She believes that the United States is a racist country. Now that's Pence's big opening.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
This day in history, 24 years ago, October 7th, 1996, the Fox News Channel first broadcasted. I was there. Let's see the picture. See that now? I was only 18 years old, and I got in early, you know, younger guy. The O'Reilly Report, and that was on at 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, Mike Schneider had a report. At 8 o'clock, Catherine Cryer had a report. 9, Hannity and Combs, the late Alan Combs. All right, that was the lineup. And Ted Turner said they were going to squash us like a bug at CNN. And we only had 12 million homes. And they tried to keep us off in New York City. Ted Turner had a lot of clout. In New York City, tried to block Fox News Channel. And who saved Fox News Channel? Rudy Giuliani, the mayor at the time. And then FNC rose to be, I think, the most profitable news channel in history of broadcasting. Different place now than it was back then, but it was really interesting for me. I was there more than 20 years, as you know, to see that thing. Kind of just up and up and up and up and up. And I was happy I was on at 6 because I could hone what became the O'Reilly Factor, all right? You know, at 6, there weren't that many people watching. I think our first broadcaster was 7 people. My parents and a few others. It wasn't widely watched. But then word got out to traditional Americans. You know, it's a different place than CNN and NBC News. MSNBC went on the air 4 months before us, okay? And, of course, after... was it? I was number one for 16 consecutive years, so 8 years took me to get to be number one. And then we were never, ever beaten, ever, one day. Always number one, which is, I don't think, a record that'll ever be broken. I'm bragging a little, I'm sorry. But I remember Larry King was number one before me on CNN, and I told my staff, I'm going to crush Larry like a grape, which we did. It wasn't personal against Larry. He's all right, but he wasn't doing what I thought he should do. And so that was 24 years ago today. I was on Hannity's radio program today, and I reminded him of that 24 years ago because Hannity and the late Alan Combs were there with me, and we were standing in some promo shoot in a building. I just remember it like it was yesterday, and we're all looking at each other going, is this going to work? Is this going to work? We all had one-year deals, so, you know, like, better work or we're going to be out of work. So anyway, thought you'd like to know about that. All right, right back with a final thought. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. So everybody's asking me who's going to win. And I don't know, as I told you. But I can tell you right now, Joe Biden is in the lead. All right? It's not as big as the polls say, because Biden's support is thin. It's not like Barack Obama. They were passionate about Barack Obama, the man. No passion attached to Joe Biden. Nobody's going, oh, I got to have that Joe Biden for president. Nobody's doing that. It's all about Donald Trump. Yes or no? All right? Now, people hated Hillary Clinton, hated her. They don't hate Biden. Even if you don't like his policies and all that, he doesn't get the emotions flowing like Hillary Clinton did. So this is a vote on Donald Trump. Mr. Trump, next Thursday, has to win that debate decisively. He has to be a different president as far as his experience with COVID. He has to tell you how it has affected him in a very personal way. That's what he has to do. We'll have the best coverage next week. I'll be tweeting during the VP debate tonight at Bill O'Reilly, okay? And we will see you tomorrow.